With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Carl Calabrese is joining us on the phone. Carl, we're just finding out the news that Senator Patrick Gallivan has dropped out of the race. Your reaction to it?
Well, I think it's a loss because Senator Patrick Gallivan would have been an outstanding candidate in that seat and an equally outstanding congressman when he won the race. And it's too bad one of the many, many qualified candidates took himself out. There's one less now, but there's still plenty of A-list candidates in that pool of interested people in running for the 27th district.
Carl, earlier this week, there was a poll that came out from Clout Research, and it showed that Pat Gallivan was one of the leading contenders for NY27 for the GOP spot. Do you think there was someone higher up who told Gallivan that he needs to drop out, considering, according to this poll at least, that he was one of the favorites?
No, I don't think anyone would have said that to him. He may very well have been the strongest overall candidate by virtue of the fact that he was an elected official in Oliver County as sheriff. And if you look at the map of the 27th district, I believe Pat Gallivan's current Senate district overlaps a good part of it, and therefore he'd be very well known in that district. I mean, that's a political chairman's dream, is to have a highly respected, credible incumbent who already represents 30-40% of a district. So no, I don't believe any official told him to get out. I think it could be any number of reasons. I guess you'd have to ask him. I mean, he may have just decided he doesn't want the congressional lifestyle. He may have decided there's just too much uncertainty in terms of how you replace Congressman Collins. You know, there's a risk here in that if you're a state senator and you're up for reelection this year and you're on the ballot for that office, and then you take yourself off that ballot, put yourself on the congressional ballot. We know this thing is going to court. The Democrats have already said they're going to litigate, and Chairman Langworthy has said he expects them to litigate. So if your name is on that ballot and you're challenged, and the court rules that no, the party cannot replace Congressman Collins with Senator Gallivan or anybody else, you're out now. You've got no office to run for. You've just suddenly become a private citizen voluntarily. And so that may have factored into it, and that would be a legitimate reason to say, you know what, given all the uncertainty and the possible court challenges, and you never know what's going to happen once you enter a courthouse, maybe it's best just to pass and run for re-election as a state senator and all likelihood win that race.
The way that he announced his that he's not running for the seat is he just sent a statement to the press through email. Do you anticipate other candidates, once they slowly drop out of the race, that's the way that they'll do it?
Oh, more than likely. I mean, that's kind of the way we communicate with each other now. So emails and texts, and I'm not surprised. I mean, they may issue a formally written press release and go from there. But the important point is, yeah, he got it out early. We're talking about it, and all the other candidates now know that the field is one short of what it was just a day ago.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.